So what happened to
Robert Mardian.
What happened to you once you got to California?
Well, when I came to California in Pasadena, my cousin was singing right in the corner where you are. Billy Sunday was the evangelist, had come, and they had gone to the evangelistic meeting. He had left. He wasn't here. But my cousin, Agnes, was singing right in the corner where you are. So I learned it. And then they went to Sunday school to the Lake Avenue Congregational Church. That's where they were going to church. So my first Sunday school was Lake Avenue Congregational Church. I was 14. By the time I was 15, I got into a girls' class, the 15-year-old girls at the Lake Avenue. And I went to school. I went to Longfellow School when I came. I told my, well, the thing is, I noticed that my uncle and auntie, the English they were talking were kind of funny. But the difference I saw, that when the children were talking together, it was different English.
So you were learning English all along?
I detected a difference. So I told my uncle, and then he changed my name to Alice. He says, you're going to take the place of my Alice that died. That's how my name was changed, Alice. It's legally Alice in my citizenship paper. My name was Arusiak Samerkashian, Samerkashian, Samerkashian. So went to school to Longfellow. I told my uncle, I said, uncle, put me in a class, put me way down to the lowest class, because I want to learn good English. I don't want to learn the street English. So you see, because I didn't know any English, it was easy for me to learn English right, instead of broken. So I went to Longfellow's school, went to the first grade, great big girl with the six-year-old. 2 weeks later, Dr. Hetzel came to my uncle and says, you know, it isn't fair to this girl. And it isn't fair for the other little children to have someone like this. We have a school here for the backward children. That was Wilson School at corner of Marengo and Walnut. No. Yes, Walnut and Marengo. It was for backward children. I went there and there were great big boys and girls there, backwards. They were some of the military colored black. There were one black, Daisy her name was, one black girl. She was kind of lame in my class. There was a Mexican girl, Lucy her name was. And then there were some white girls bigger than me.
So this was a smaller school?
Well, it was a big school, but it was for children that were backward. They they didn't know. So they gave me a teacher, Miss Root, great big fat teacher. But I'm telling you, in 3 months, she taught me. In 3 months, I was 15. Grade.
Wow.
I had reached to the fifth grade. Then when I went back to Longfellow School, I got to be sixth grade. Then I skipped the sixth, went to the seventh grade, and just then they had the junior high schools. Marshall, John Muir High, and all the others. All these junior highs started. And the Wilson also was down at Walnut and Los Robles. They changed that big Wilson school to the backwards to the, to even changed the place to Walnut and Los Robles. Was John Muir Jr. Is that what it was? John Muir Jr. High over there, yes. And I went there until the ninth grade.